If you're a new parent trying to get back to work, you know how challenging it is to find affordable daycare. On the other end of the life spectrum, programs that support older adults and provide daytime respite for caregivers are even harder to find. In Vermont, there are only 11, and proposed cuts to Medicaid could exacerbate the shortage. As Vermont Public's Nina Keck reports, program administrators say too few people know about these programs or understand their impact.
At Middlebury's Project Independence, the doors open at 7 a.m., but rush hour doesn't hit till after 8:30 when the buses start arriving.
Good morning.
Welcome. Welcome. How are you today?
Cold.
Yeah?
There's a long line of wheeled walkers near the front door, and staff spring into action, escorting clients inside.
Hey.
Hey, morning.
Good morning to you.
Here, let's get your coat off, and then we can head into the restroom.
Okay.
The building was designed specifically for this program, and it looks like a cheerful, oversized farmhouse. It's open 12 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and currently serves about 150 people a year, who range in age from 50 to 100.
Oh, that was close. Put it in there, Doris.
After breakfast, discussion groups and special events get underway. This week has a winter carnival theme, and staff are experimenting with an indoor snowball toss and other cold weather games.
Snowballs that don't make your hands freeze, too.
Yeah.
The socialization and activities are what attracted 78-year-old Diane Whitney, who says she'd be home alone otherwise.
I'd be a shut-in. I don't drive, and so I depend on my daughter.
She's one of many who take the bus each day. An unusual service this program provides that Whitney calls a godsend.
I told him if I could rename this building, I would call it Open Arms. You can get a hug whenever you want one.
50-year-old Nikki Juvan is a teacher in Middlebury. She's also one of an estimated 70,000 unpaid family caregivers in Vermont. Her husband Trent is 61, has had multiple strokes, and needs a lot of help. She says being able to rely on Project Independence 5 days a week has been a game changer for them both.
It meant that I could go to work and continue to do my job, knowing that he was being taken care of, and also, you know, that he was being engaged with other people.
The cost for that daily support is $25.76 an hour, more if you use the bus. Medicare, the federal health insurance program for people 65 and older, doesn't cover it. Some people pay out of pocket or with long-term care insurance, but most Vermonters rely on Medicaid, a state and federally funded program that funnels assistance to low and moderate income adults. Nikki Juvan's husband is among them. So is 80-year-old Maureen Waters.
Hello, Maureen.
Hi, I'm Maureen.
Hello.
Waters is widowed, lives alone in Brandon, and has problems with her memory. Coming to Project Independence was her family's idea, but now she comes every day and loves it.
It beats the heck out of sitting home.
She says it's also helped her come to grips with her worsening memory.
Yes. You look around and you think, I'm not alone. And the people who come here are just so nice and friendly, and we're all here for the same reason, to have the support of the staff and each other. It isn't easy living alone.
But that support could be in jeopardy. House Republicans in Washington are calling for significant cuts in federal Medicaid funding. Eric Fritz heads the Vermont Association of Adult Day Services.
So if all of a sudden those dollars are drastically reduced, there's no doubt that many of our programs will be in jeopardy of closing.
One, two, ready, play.
Back at Project Independence, staff lead a late morning jam session with a banjo. Maureen Waters says music activities like this one are her favorite.
Oh, I love to sing. Of course, 12 years of Catholic school singing in the choir, and I can still remember hymns in Latin. Donat nobis Pacem, pacem, dona nobis, pacem. It's nervous. It's give us peace.
It's something she and many others say this place gives them. For Vermont Public, I'm Nynie Kack.